Welcome to the Retirement Risk Show, the best retirement interviews and advice with Dave Hall. Learn strategies to help you reduce and even eliminate the risks facing your retirement.
Hello, welcome to the show. My name is Dave Hall. I am your host. We are back again talking about the longest self-imposed period of unemployment most of you will have in your lifetime. It could be 10 years. It could be 20 years. Heck, it might even be 30, 40, or 50 years. It is what we call retirement. If you are looking to get safely through retirement, you're going to want to go to my website, retirementriskadvisors.com. Here you will get access to our education resources, to the various tools, the partnerships we have to help you eliminate the various risks that you have in your retirement. A couple of things I want to make you aware of. Number one, our Shatter Your Retirement Risk event. We had our first event a couple of weeks ago. It turned out to be a huge success. We got great feedback on the content that we shared inside of that event. We do have another event coming up. So please go to our website where you'll be able to get signed up for our Getting Safely Through Retirement Masterclass. This is where we're going to talk about the 10 risks that you're going to face in retirement. We're going to talk about the three tax buckets and how much you should have in each bucket. We're going to talk about the three investment buckets and how you should allocate your assets for your retirement. Cover things like Social Security, long-term care, elder abuse, all these other things will be covered. The other one is my new book, Getting Safely Through Retirement, is on Amazon now. You can find it there, or if you go to my website, again, retirementriskadvisors.com, you'll be able to go to the link to be able to purchase that book. This is a culmination of decades of trying to figure out how to appropriately plan for retirement and what should be done to help you get safely through retirement. Great read, 182 pages, going to take you 4 to 5 hours to get through it, but it's going to be time well spent to better understand what you need to do for your own retirement. And you'll learn more about me, some of my stories, as well as suggestions and strategies to get yourself where you need to be. This month, we're focusing primarily on the risk of not having enough income diversity. It's what we call the lack of income diversity risk. The reality is that in retirement, we need to have more income. We need to be focused more on income than, unfortunately, most retirees do. It seems like for whatever reason, we spend our lives making income and using it to pay our bills, and then we get into retirement after we got through all those working years, and we get to a position where all we're doing is trying to invest assets that hopefully will then create some type of passive income that will allow us to get ourselves through those retirement years. Today, I want to talk about a specific type of income that I talked about in last week's show when we were talking about some of the sources of tax-free income that you should be using for your retirement. It is what we call the Roth annuity. This is something that many people don't think about, especially from the annuity side of things, that you can put a product of this nature inside a Roth account to allow yourself to have guaranteed tax-free inflation-adjusted income that will last as long as you do and also not be counted towards provisional income, which means that it's going to help you get to a point where your Social Security will not be taxed either. To better talk about this, I would like to just explain what an annuity is to start with. It's basically a contract between you and an insurance company that you're going to give them a set amount of money, and then they've got guarantees in the contract that you will get set amount of money back over a period of time, and also some non-guarantees that by investing that money that you could get substantially more than what their guarantees are inside of that contract, basically allow you to get a paycheck coming in throughout the rest of your retirement. Now, there are two types of annuities out there. There are growth annuities and there are income annuities. We use both of these in our planning. The growth annuity and income annuity are designed to be the safe portion of your portfolio, or what many people would often refer to as the bond portion of their portfolio. These are the type of products specifically using an indexed annuity. So what we want is a fixed indexed annuity that's going to ensure that as the market goes down, the annuity does not go down with it. That you'll have the protection by using options. You'll have the protection of the sequence of return risk, so you're not going to be faced with that. And then when the market goes back up, you're going to get the upside. Well, understand with annuities, many people see them as the old annuities that were sold in the 70s and 80s. And as a result, they're not super excited when we talk about the topic to begin with, because they still think that there are some major misgivings inside these products. One being that they are single premium immediate annuities, where if you give the insurance company $500,000 with a commitment that you'll get a paycheck for the rest of your life, and then on your way home from signing the contract, you get hit by a Mack truck, you lose all of that money. That you got what you agreed to. You got a guaranteed stream of income that didn't go anywhere, and so they kept those assets. That is not the way current annuities work. The other big one that many people have a misconception on is that they're very expensive, that they're high-fee products that are variable, that as the markets go up and down, you're going to be subject to all of that risk. That is not true either. There are those products out there, but most of you should not be buying them for your retirement, because what we found, especially if you get in the real high-fee products, with the volatility that exists inside those products, finding that they're very unproductive. Many times people have those products for decades and not get where they need to be. Well, the fixed index product is designed to where you could take a fixed amount. We generally don't recommend that. We recommend that you put the money into the index, but then the index will allow you to get that principal protection, as I talked about. So as we look at the product, though, you've got the money going in, you've got the growth either inside of an income product that's going to grow the amount of income you'll be able to take out much faster than you typically would be able to do it within your own investment portfolio, or you have a growth product that's going to grow very similar to the bond market without any losses. So you're going to have effective growth over time, going to usually outperform the bond market, especially if we look over a period of time, but not do quite as well as the stock market. Although during given periods of time, these index products have done quite well. Well, typically what people were doing is either putting these into their regular taxable accounts, where you're putting the asset inside there and getting a deferral on the growth of the product. Annuities are designed to where you're not going to be paying tax until you pull that money out. So if you had $100,000 you'd already paid tax on, you put it into your taxable bucket portion of your investments into that annuity. And then at some point, $200,000 is going to come out. You would pay tax on the $100,000 of additional growth as you started pulling that money out of the account. And then the original investment would be tax-free. The other option that was used pretty extensively and still is used to this day pretty extensively is putting that annuity into a tax-deferred IRA. We see this all the time where people are putting these assets inside the tax-deferred IRA. It's going to work very similar to the deferral in the sense that as that money continues to grow, you don't pay tax. And then as you start pulling the money out and taking distributions, you'll be taxed on that at that point. This is what the market was built upon, using it for one of these two situations. But what we're finding is that now there is a third option that is working very well, and that is the Roth annuity, especially if you're with a company, which there are only five companies out there that allow this to happen at this point, that will allow for an internal Roth conversion from your traditional annuity into the Roth annuity. Let me talk a little bit about what this looks like, because it can be a great tool to use for your retirement. We use it consistently with the people that we work with. What we find is 95% of retirees have the majority of their assets in the tax-deferred bucket, but they want to do conversions because tax rates are going up. They want to take tax rate risk off the table. But as with an annuity, historically, they've had a problem because if they were to buy a large annuity to cover the bond portion of their portfolio, maybe it's $500,000 or $1 million, in order to get that into a Roth account, they would have to transition it all in one lump sum and as a result create major tax issues for themselves. Now what five very smart companies are allowing to happen is for you to move that over in accordance with your Roth conversion schedule. So if you're looking at staying in a 24% bracket and you can transfer $100,000 each year to be able to do that, you could buy a $500,000 annuity inside your tax-deferred bucket and then each year move $100,000 into your Roth account. So by the time you are done with the 5 years of converting, you've got a tax-free asset that's going to have tax-free income, going to be lifetime guaranteed, going to not create your Social Security to be taxed, and can be inflation adjusted if you structure it correctly. So as we look to our retirement and what we're trying to accomplish, you know, the problem with old annuities where you're pulling the money out guaranteed each year, very much like a pension, and having to pay tax on that money, not only was that money being taxed, but you were also oftentimes being taxed on your Social Security because you exceeded the various thresholds that's set out there for the provisional income thresholds. And that becomes very problematic to many retirees. So if you are trying to get to a tax-free and risk-free retirement, I invite you to consider a Roth IRA that has an annuity inside of it, or a Roth annuity. It can be referred to either way, but you've got a Roth annuity that was going to provide you all these benefits. There is one drawback to this, and it's only if you do not follow the rules, and that is that you have to have all of the money transferred over into the Roth before you can annuitize the product. Let me give an example where this could be problematic. Let's say that you have a 5-year schedule where you're going to transfer that money over. It's going to allow you to stay in the 24% bracket. And year one, you do the transfer. And then year two and three, you either forget to do it, or for some other reason, you don't transfer that money. But then by the end of year five, so you do the transfer at year four, and then you're at the end of year five saying, I want to now start my distributions. I want to annuitize the product. All of a sudden, you're going to have a $300,000 conversion you're going to have to do, because you cannot start taking the distributions out through the annuitization of the product until you have that full conversion done. So please keep that in mind. It's usually not a problem for most people. They're trying to map this out over a period of time where they're taking equal distributions or even unequal distributions to allow them to meet their conversion goals, to meet their current tax rate goals, to make sure they don't go above brackets that they would be in the future that had caused them current tax rate risk. If you're able to do that effectively, this can become an amazing tool for you to get safely through your retirement. And again, we're going to add this in with our Social Security. We're going to add this in maybe with a life insurance product where we're getting tax-free distributions out of there. We may still have some RMDs out there because we want to use those to offset our standard deduction. So as we put all these pieces together, what we find is we've got multiple streams of income that we can use to get us safely through those retirement years. So no matter what happens, we have other places we can pull our money from. If the market happens to drop substantially, you use the principal protected product. The market's going crazy. Maybe you're going to pull some money out while the market's up for shock or aspirational expenses or other things of that nature. This is going to be a little shorter podcast. That's our show for today. Just wanted to give you some explanation about a product that I love, a product that I recommend for people to put in the retirement if they can, and a product that, again, we want to use our age as a percentage of 100 when we're looking at principal protected products, whether it's an annuity, life insurance, a combination of the two. What we want, if you're a 60-year-old, is about 60% of those assets in investments that can never go backwards, that allow for the indexed universal life insurance, indexed annuities, fixed indexed annuities, these products that are using options as the investment tool. My name's Dave Hall. I've been your host. Remember, if you are looking to get safely through retirement, go to my website. You can get access to our new masterclass. You can get access to my new book that just got published. You can get access to all of the other tools and resources we have available. Please join me again next week, where we'll be talking about another topic to help us get safely through retirement.
And that's today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to wherever you get your podcast.
The Retirement Risk Show is a production of the Retirement Risk Advisors. Our show was produced by Sierra Talin and Autumn Koenig. If you're a CPA looking for more retirement education, visit retirementriskadvisors.com.